expectation and a hope. This is their life in 2004 in London Fields. They work hard, they go to the theatre, they go to galleries, they go to the gigs of their friends' bands. They eat Vietnamese food in the restaurants on Mare Street and on Kingsland Road. They go to openings on Viner Street on Thursdays, and they visit all the galleries and they drink the free beer and wine. They remember not to use plastic bags when they go to the corner shop, although sometimes they forget. They cycle everywhere, everywhere, all the time. They rarely wear helmets. They watch films at the Rio in Dalston, and then go to Turkish restaurants and eat pide and drink Turkish beer and eat those pickles that make your saliva flow. They go to Columbia Road Flower Market and buy flowers in the very early morning on Sundays. Sometimes, if Lissa is coming home early from a party, she buys cheap flowers for the whole house, armfuls of gladioli and irises. Sometimes, because she is beautiful, she is given them for free. They go to the city farm on Hackney Road with hangovers, and they eat fried breakfasts in amongst the families and the screaming children, and they swear never to go there again on a Sunday morning until they have children of their own. When Abigail woke up on the morning of the 12th of September 2025, she knew immediately something had changed. Well, perhaps that might be a slight exaggeration. First, she sneezed and rubbed her eyes and stumbled to the kitchen to make a coffee. But then she noticed that something was very different. The light in her wonky kitchen had an odd glow, and there was a strange buzzing in the air. And instead of the depressing grey she was used to seeing every morning, when she opened the kitchen curtains, the sky was distinctly purple.
Oh, purple sky in the morning. Shepherd's warning, she mumbled.
I think it's red sky, miss. But, well, this is definitely a warning, all right,
laughed the jolly little man outside the window. Abigail pulled her dressing gown tightly around herself and waved, before going back to pour her coffee. It was then she remembered that she lived on the 8th floor. And she didn't have a balcony.